Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 8. Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home for the Forest, Part 2, Verses 6 through 23. Suniti instructs her son to worship God.
Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura.
O Kuru Udvaha, O best of the Kuru dynasty, I shall now describe before you the descendants of Swayambhuva Manu, who was born of a part of Lord Hari, a plenary full expansion of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Swayambhuva Manu had two sons by his wife Shatarupa, and the names of those sons were Uttanapada and Priyavrata.
And because both of them were descendants of a plenary full expansion of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they were very competent to rule the universe in order to maintain and protect the citizens.
King Uttanapada had two queens named Suniti and Suruchi. Suruchi was much more dear to the king, but although she had a son named Dhruva, Suniti was not Uttanapada's favorite. Once upon a time, King Uttanapada was patting the son of Suruchi named Uttama, placing him on his lap. Dhruva was also trying to get on the king's lap, but his father did not very much welcome Dhruva. And while the child Dhruva was trying to get on the lap of his father, his stepmother Suruchi became Sairshyam, very envious of the child. Suruchi began to speak to Dhruva Atigarbita with great pride, so as to be heard by the king himself.
My dear child, you do not, Arhati, deserve to sit on the throne or on the lap of the king. Surely you are also the son of the king, but because you did not take birth from my womb, you are not qualified to sit on your father's lap.
My dear Dhruva, you are unaware that you were born not of my womb, but of another woman. Therefore, you should know that your attempt is doomed to failure. You are trying to fulfill a desire which is impossible to fulfill. So if you at all desire to rise to the throne of the king, then you will have to undergo severe austerities. First of all, you must satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, and then, when you are favored by him because of such worship, you shall have to take your next birth from my womb.
Sage Maitreya continued speaking.
My dear Vidura, as a snake, when struck by a stick, breathes very heavily, Dhruva Maharaj, having been struck by the strong words of his stepmother, began breathing very heavily because of great anger. So when Dhruva saw that his father was silent and did not protest, immediately Dhruva left the palace and went to his own mother. When Dhruva reached his mother, his lips were trembling in anger, and he was crying very grievously. Queen Suniti immediately lifted Dhruva onto her lap, while the palace residents, who had heard all the harsh words of Suruchi, related everything in detail. Thus Suniti also became greatly aggrieved.
This incident was unbearable to Suniti's patients. Shokadava Agnina. She began to burn as if in a forest fire, and in her grief, Suniti became just like a burnt leaf, and thus she lamented. And as she remembered the words of her co-wife, Suniti's bright lotus-like face filled with tears, and thus she spoke. Suniti was also breathing very heavily, and she did not know the factual remedy for this painful situation. So, not finding any remedy, Suniti said to Dhruva,
Ma amangalangtata pareshu mangstha bhunkte jano yat para dukhadas tat.
Oh, my dear son, do not wish for anything inauspicious for others, because anyone who inflicts pains upon others also suffers from that very same pain. My dear boy, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi is so, because the king, your father, does not consider me his wife or even his maidservant. Indeed, he feels ashamed to accept me. Therefore, it is a fact that you have taken birth from the womb of an unfortunate woman, and by being fed from her breast, you have grown up. My dear boy, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi, your stepmother, although very harsh to hear, is factual. Therefore, if you desire at all to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother Uttama, then Vimatsara, give up your envious attitude and immediately try to execute the instructions of your stepmother Suruchi. Without further delay, you must engage yourself in worshipping the lotus feet of Adhoksaja, Transcendence himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is so great that simply by worshipping his lotus feet, your great-grandfather, Ajah, Lord Brahma, acquired the necessary qualifications to create this universe. Although Brahmaji is unborn and is the chief of all living creatures, he is situated in his exalted post because of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom even great yogis worship by controlling their mind and regulating the prana, life air. Your grandfather, Swayambhuva Manu, executed great sacrifices with distribution of charity, and thereby, with unflinching faith and devotion, Manu worshipped and satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by acting in that way, Swayambhuva achieved the greatest success in material happiness, and afterwards achieved liberation, which is impossible to obtain by worshipping the demigods. My dear boy, you also should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Mritya Vatsala, very kind to his devotees. Persons seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death always take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. So, becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart, and without deviating for a moment, engage always in his service. My dear Dhruva, as far as I am concerned, I do not find anyone who can mitigate your distress other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose eyes are like lotus petals. As it is, many demigods, such as Lord Brahma, seek the pleasure of Sriya, the goddess of fortune. But the goddess of fortune herself, with a lotus flower in her hand, is always ready to render service to the Supreme Lord.
Recorded August 17, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Sarasa Dana Kirne Mayura Kule Nana Ratnani Bad Pamula Vitapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane Radha Krishna Mahar Nishang Prabhajato Now, Yau Muda Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Kujat Kokila Hamsa Sara Sagana Kirne Mayura Kule Mula Vitapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane Radha Krishna Mahar Nishang Prabhajatau Jivartha Dau Yau Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu
Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumar. Dayala Hari Jaya Jaya Jeeva Hari Jaya Jaya Jeeva Hari Jaya Jaya Jeeva Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were always engaged in worshipping Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, where there are beautiful trees full of fruits and flowers, which have under their roots all valuable jewels. The Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the greatest boon of the goal of life, love of God. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami.